an intense dislike for him. Jahamaraj Shah swept in like a king. I was curious to see how the Radisha handled the handicap of her sex. In a moment, I was curious to see how Jah handled his handicap. He had made his entrance dramatically. He had looked us over. We hadn't responded to the gloriousness of his size, his wealthy apparel, the power he represented. Now he didn't know what to do next. He was a fool. Croker hadn't quite erred in ridding the Shadar of his predecessor. That man had been our enemy. But Jah wasn't much of an improvement. He was all appearance without substance. He was impressive for a Taglian, 6 feet and 200 pounds, half a foot taller than average, and much more massive. His skin was fairer than most, a desirable trait from the Taglian perspective. Wealthy women often spent their entire lives hiding from the sun. He was handsome even by northern standards, but his mouth was petulant, and his eyes gave the impression he was a moment short of breaking into tears because he wasn't getting his own way. The Radisha gave him 10 seconds, snapped, "You have something to say?" Indecision. He was surrounded by people who had no use for him. Several would have cut his throat happily. Even Smoke found the nerve to look at him like he was a slug. I said, "Caught by a jury of your enemies. I thought you were better at the game."
"What game?"
He wasn't good at concealing his feelings. What he thought of me came through. "Intrigue. That was a poor move, running at Dejagore. Everybody will blame you."
"Hardly. The battle was lost. I made sure a force survived."
"You ran out before it was decided. Your own men say so."
The Radisha snapped.
"If you give us any grief, we'll remind the families of those men who aren't coming home."
Pure hatred. Jah wasn't used to being thwarted.
"I'm not accustomed to being threatened. I don't tolerate it from anyone."
I asked, "Do you recall how you came to power? People might be interested in the details." Among them, everyone there. The others stared, wondering. "You'd be wise to go quietly, abandon the pursuit of arms and power, and content yourself with what you have." He glared daggers.
"You're vulnerable. You can't erase that. You've made too many poor choices. Keep it up, and you'll destroy yourself."
He looked at us, found no sympathy anywhere. His only weapon was bluster. He knew what that was worth.
"This round to you."
He headed downstairs. Blade laughed. He did it knowing Jah couldn't tolerate being mocked. Blade wanted trouble. I sent him a warning look. He stared back impassively. He wasn't intimidated by anyone. Jah was gone. I said,
"I have work to do. We aren't accomplishing anything. We know where we stand.
I expect to finish the company's work. You intend to let that go only as far as it conveniences you. Then you plan to backstab me."
"I don't plan to let you."
"Blade, you coming or staying?"
"Coming. There's nothing here for me."
Swan and Mather looked croggled, Smoke pained, and the Radisha exasperated. As soon as we left the fortress, Blade said,
"Jah could try something desperate now."
"I'll handle it. He'll vacillate till it's too late. Check on your battalion." Once he was out of hearing, I told Narayan,
"He's right. Do we wait for Jah, or do we move first?"
He didn't respond, just waited for me to answer myself. "We'll do something when we know he's planning